Well, the next one I got is for the fire inspector.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, are you good to go?
I'm good to go. Thank you, sir.
All right. Fire commissioner. All right, it's 11:49. We're back in session. Bringing us to item number 18. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of resolution number 23-667, causing the 28th edition of the International Fire Code, the 2022 amendments to that code proposed by the Story County Fire Protection District, dated September 26, 2022, the 2018 edition of the International Wildland Urban Interface Code, and the 2018 amendments to the code as proposed by the Northern Nevada chapter of the International Code Council, dated November 13, 2018, to become regulations of Story County of the Story County Fire Protection District. Deputy DA Loomis.
Keith Loomis for the record, District Attorney's Office. So as you may recall, what we explained last time is there is a separate process for adopting fire district regulations from adopting ordinances on behalf of the county. The ordinance process is much more complicated than the regulations, and there's really no set process other than it just says you can adopt regulations. So what we had introduced that at the last meeting of the board and asked to have it continued to find out if anything was going to happen in the public hearing on the companion ordinance, which nothing did. So this is now here before you for possible adoption, amendment, or rejection.
Thank you. Chief Lunker, is there anything you wanted to add before I check with my...
No.
All right. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this?
No, thank you, sir.
All right. Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thanks.
Neither do I. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-667 and authorize the chairman to sign.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith. Moving on to item number 19, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize the fire chief to hire a newly created fire inspector 2 in the 2022/23 budget. Chief Lonkar.
Yes, commissioners. Jeremy Lonkar again for the record. It's basically just that. We've seen dramatic increase in inspections, plans review in the tri-park. And as you know, when we move prevention back over to the fire district, we did it very much shoestring budget. We weren't sure what it was going to look like, so we come in with very minimal staff. It's working well right now. However, the two staff that I do have, a fire marshal and a fire inspector, are just inundated with plans review and inspections. We want to make sure that we're staying ahead of it. We're not impeding the growth and development within our county. So it just hit a critical moment where I feel now it's imperative to introduce more staff. We know with the announcement, we've got big projects coming. And as we heard from Pete earlier today, too, is he's anticipating quite an influx. So this is our way of trying to get ahead of this, allowing us to catch up. I made it an inspector 2 versus just a fire inspector because this position is going to have more plans examining. They're going to be in that office more, helping us stay under that 30 days and helping us to improve our times we're already doing. So hopefully we can spin things out faster. They're looked at more thoroughly, so we're producing a better product in the end. And I'll take any questions you may have on that.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
I just a comment that I would hope that if we entertain this hiring, that we can all commit to adhere to the timelines that we've set in the past that allows us to move very quickly as a community on a lot of these submittals. So I'm assuming that in the interest and in the spirit of continuing along that line, that you need to have this additional help there in the plan and check systems. Would that be correct?
That is correct, Commissioner. This is I said, it's not his exclusive duty, but they will be behind that computer doing plans to turn them out just as fast as we can. If he does catch up, he's going to be doing inspections as well. So we're going to use them in multiple different aspects, but the primary duty is plans review. We do want to turn them out just as quick as possible and keep the growth and development moving forward.
Well, I do anticipate that we're going to continue to grow. There's lots of activity in the county, not only in TRI, but in other areas. So it doesn't surprise me that we're feeling the pressures. So thank you for taking this up, and I appreciate the request.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for the chief about this?
I don't.
All right. I don't really have much other than, glad to see that we're trying to keep us to our promises. Hopefully you can find somebody soon enough to fill that position.
Very good. And I'll just add two things. One, I want to give a moment to Comptroller McCain. The second thing is because we may have internal movement within the fire district in this, we'll be flying two positions at once. It's the inspector as the inspector too. So that way we're, again, ahead of the game. If I have internal movement and they move up, we've already got somebody to go in place. So this is about moving forward fastly keep us under that 30 days and hopefully well under that 30 days. But I'll allow Comptroller McCain to go ahead and comment about the financials.
Wonderful.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. I just wanted to get it on record that I have discussed this with Chief Longcar. This will be an augmented budget change, but we do feel that with the permits and plan review fees, there is unanticipated revenues that could cover this position.
Wonderful. Thank you, Comptroller. With that, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve and authorize the fire chief to hire a fire inspector 2 in the current budget year.
A second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Jennifer. Moving right along to item number 20. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-670, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474.470 for appointed and non-represented Story County Fire Protection District officials for the 2021-2022 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County Fire Protection District employees with adjustments of adding a fire inspector 2 position with a pay grade set at grade 128. Chief.
I guess, Commissioner, this is the kind of formality that follows afterwards. We do need to put this newly created position in our resolution and identify its grade. So you can see it's the only thing that has been added to this. So it's there for your approval.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding this agenda item?
No comments, thank you.
All right. Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. I don't have any comments either. We'll see if there's any from the public. Is there any public comment regarding item number 20? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-670, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474.470 for appointed and non-represented Story County Fire Protection District officials for the 2022-23 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County Fire Protection District employees with adjustments of adding a fire inspector 2 position with a pay grade set at grade 128.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 21. This is discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible direction from staff from the board on the 2023 draft Story County Fire Protection District Capital and Operational Improvement Plan update. Chief Longcar.
Hi, guys, commissioners. So we've taken a little bit of time to modify our current CIP to build up, be in preparation for this year's budget. I did extend this out to my staff, and obviously firemen have some grand wishes, I'll tell you that. One wasn't so bad, you know, a nice little Tesla for an admin vehicle, but I still believe I'll keep that off of our current list. Maybe Elon will get a hint to give us one, but I don't expect you to necessarily come up with all the ideas. I just wanted to at least open this up to take any ideas you may currently have, any questions you may have on... Yeah, on this draft CIP. So at this time, if you've had a chance to review it, I'm open for any questions, any suggestions you may have, and you're not bound by just this time frame to comment. Obviously, you can call me up anytime, email me, but at least you can kind of see our direction and how we're moving forward into the future.
Wonderful, Chief. Thank you. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the CIP?
No, I have no current comments. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
Not at this time. I'll admit I haven't had a chance to delve into it to the level I'd like to, but I'll do that and be in touch. Thank you.
Wonderful. I reviewed it, Chief, and I don't see anything that jumps out at me as a problem. So, you know, as this moves forward, if there's anything else, we'll reach out and let you know. Is there any public comment regarding the draft capital improvement plan? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff to continue developing the updated draft Story County Fire Protection District Capital and Operational Improvement Plan and to bring a final draft to the board at a later meeting for potential approval.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 22. This is discussion only. Second quarter financial review of the fire district revenues are trending where we expect at the end of the second quarter. With all funds combined, approximately 68% has been collected. Ad valorem is higher due to the payments coming in stronger at the beginning of the year. Overall, the fire district expenses are tracking slightly under budget, with approximately 63% remaining for all funds. If I didn't cover your update, Comptroller?
Yeah.
Did it work for you?
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller. We had a little issue with submitting my agenda items, so you get to say pretty much my whole review. Everything is actually, I'm happy to report that everything within the fire district is looking really good. As you said, 68% overall of revenues have been collected fund-wise for the fire district. With that, I'll highlight that the general fund alone is approximately at 80% collected of their revenue. This is the mainly related to the ad valorem, which levels out as time goes by. And also, as we commented on an earlier item, the plans and permits has far surpassed what we expected to have happen in this year. As far as expenses, the general fund is tracking at approximately 43% of usage. Overall, it's 63%. Chief Longcar monitors his budget regularly, and I have no expectations of anything really changing, except for that position that you approved. That will cause some augmentation, but other than that, I don't foresee anything. So
that's
if you have
wonderful.
Any questions...
Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the comptroller or the chief?
Well, I just love these kind of reports. I'm so proud of our county and everybody and all the work that you all are doing. And so here we are on budget, and here's our quarterly report, and things are looking wonderful. And thank you very much for that. Just congratulations to everybody. Chief, you're doing a wonderful job here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
I just had a question on the license permits revenue side of things. You know, so on the business licenses, those are zeroed out. Is that something that gets reconciled later in the fiscal year? And then secondly, it looks like we had budgeted nothing for building permits out of TRI, and it's substantially more than that. I'm just wondering if that was shifting around of monies, or if we actually thought we weren't going to get any, and then we got some.
No, that is exactly it. In the initial budget preparation, I did pull those from many years past, and they used some different funds, I guess, at that time. Mm-hmm. Collectively, with the Comptroller's Office and my office, we've just tried to fit things in where they should, right? So I am not saying we were doing things wrong in the day, but we're just trying to make things better and keep them clear. So that is just us basically shifting around funds that we feel are more appropriate for that money to reside in.
And if I can add, especially for that building permit line item, those two numbers, building permits that end in 000 and building permits that end with the 500, which is the tri-object code, those are married together. Historically, we've only budgeted for the main account that's 000, and we're slowly trying to change that. So we want the money spent or deposited into the accounts that it should be in correctly. As far as the licenses, that's kind of happens around the June, July area, and it just fell different this year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. I currently don't have any questions for you. We'll see if there is anything from the public. Does the public have any questions or comments regarding the update on their budget? All right. Not seeing any public comment. Thank you to the both of you. Wonderful job keeping your ducks in a row there, Chief. Let's move on to item number 23, which is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 24, which is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval for the Story County Senior Center to enter in a contract with the Story County School District to provide breakfast and lunch to Hugh Gallagher Elementary School for the remainder of the 2022-2023 calendar school year. Stacy.
All right, Stacy York for the record. I also have Sonia Hess with me, principal at Hugh Gallagher. We are hoping that you guys will approve a contract between the senior center and the school district to provide meals. We do have a change in there. It wasn't noticed until too late. On page 7, it says 2021-22, and it needs to be 2023. For, I think, 20 years now, the school has not had a lunch program, or I don't think they've ever had breakfast. Children nutrition is huge for their education. It benefits them in more ways than one. And so we're hoping this contract will allow them the food that they need. It is a pilot program. If everything goes well, we hope to continue it to the middle school. And Sonia, I don't know if you have anything to add.
We just don't have the facilities at the school to cook the food. Hillside Elementary has food delivered from the Washoe County Schools. And as you know, the state of Nevada is providing a free lunch program for all students. So we would love for Story County students to participate in that, getting breakfast and lunch for free. And Gallagher, we don't have the facility to cook it or at the middle school. So partnering with the senior center would be wonderful so our students have this opportunity to receive food. The only food we have now is provided by Community Chest, which has been great. But we do have quite a bit of our population in need of breakfast and lunch.
Wonderful. And you mind just stating your name for the record?
Oh, sorry. Sonia Hess, principal of Gallagher Elementary School.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for either one of these two?
Well, I wonder if we ought to be thinking about capital improvement plan for the school down there so at one time in the future we can have facilities to produce these kinds of meals and things. But in the meantime, I'm very supportive of the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I was just hoping maybe... Sorry, I'm just waiting. Something's clarifying.
It's going to be retroactive to.
It doesn't start till 2023.
So we want to do 23, 24.
No, because it'll only go to
the end of the school year this year.
So yeah, I was just wondering if Stacy, if you could take us through just a little bit of what help us understand what the impact will be staffing wise, how it's going to change your operation.
Right now, Stacy York for the record, right now staffing should not be impacted. That's why we're running it as a pilot program. I've noticed a little bit of spare time in the cook's daily operations, so this will fill it with providing the meals. Depending on if we go to the middle school, we've discussed what we can do there through the school district as well as the senior center to ensure we have enough staff so it's not overburdening what we do have now.
Okay.
Wonderful. Anything else?
And the thought is that this will be a pilot program through the end of this school year and then kind of a reevaluation of how it worked?
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Wonderful. I don't have any questions. I think it's a fantastic idea and a great use of our resources already. So I've heard nothing but fantastic reviews from the kitchen already. I have some folks in the Highlands that receive Meals on Wheels, and they just rave about it. So I think the school children will be in good hands. With that said, is there any public comment regarding this item?
For the record, Eric Schoen of Community Chest. I just wanted to speak on the record in support of this project. We started providing food in the school pantries about 4 or 5 years ago, and it wasn't enough. We saw that there were many more children in need, and just to have a pantry wasn't enough. We needed to have meals that could be provided, and we didn't have the capacity to do that. This has been at least a 2-year conversation about how we could get lunch started again, and when Stacy came on board, the whole thing started to really develop momentum. It makes sense to me. I think this is the best kind of a partnership in response to the question about capacity. Stacy's outfit is really, I think, the food provider of the county. They are the experts in that. I think leveraging that just makes sense. I think it's efficient for the school as well because of the lack of space, the lack of facilities. But I think it's a win-win, and I think it's a great partnership. I think when you're looking at strategies for mitigating childhood hunger, this is at the top of the list. Providing a regular school-based breakfast and lunch accomplishes a lot. So, yep.
Thank you for that comment. Is there any other public comment regarding? Yes. We rarely get you up here.
Get a little nervous.
As you should be.
Todd Hess, Superintendent, Story County School District. For the record, I saw a microphone, so I decided I needed to talk a little bit. First of all, I just want to say how much we support this idea and this program. About 3 or 4 years ago, we started working with Austin and the commissioners to really form some really strong partnerships with Story County and Story County School District for the benefit of our students and families in Story County. I was just talking with Deputy District Attorney Loomis about our acquisition of the lands bill and what can be done down on our campus down at the high school. That's a great partnership that's only going to make our community safer. Some of the things we've talked about with Austin about some future projects are really exciting.